You know, I heard that for the first time earlier on today, and I have to say, an absolute fantastic delight that was. Gloria with John Gomme. Wasn't it wonderful, Joy?
It was very beautiful, yes. Very nice for this lovely sunny day.
Welcome to the Midweek Drive, Joy Knight, official co-presenter, top person, as we always like to say.
The Midweek Drive with Alex Lefchuk and Joy Knight on Siren 107.3 FM.
Others may try, but they just don't come up to your standard, Joy.
Absolutely not.
That's bottom line. Online, a wonderful person. We've just been hearing his magical music. Whom are we referring to, Joy?
John Gomme.
John Gomme, are you there?
I am. It's a pleasure to be with you.
I did like to actually hear your tones in full force there. And more exciting than that, you'll be performing at the Jolly Brewer this coming Friday.
I will. It's one of my kind of regular haunts. I've been playing there for years, and it's an absolutely fantastic place, far more than your average pub gig. I'm sure you'll agree if you haven't been there.
Well, do you know, we're gradually being persuaded to make a trip there. I think, Joy, we should actually set up a little location report to the Jolly Brewer. A, because we don't know where in Lincoln
it actually is.
We
don't know where the Jolly Brewer is.
You might think that's shocking. A station based in Lincoln, at the heart of Lincoln, in the University of Lincoln, doesn't know where the Jolly Brewer is, can happen, particularly when you've got presenters who come respectively from just outside Boston and indeed
Middlesbrough. I don't come from just outside Boston. I come from Sleaford.
Well, there we are. You see, it's even more confusing. But, John, do I detect a slight northeastern accent there?
No. Well, I live in Leeds, but I'm from Blackpool originally, so my accent's a bit of a mess.
Lancashire.
Somewhere in the middle of the Pennines, I think.
Makes perfect sense. But I do know that one of the fine publicists for the Jolly Brewer was very, very excited and said, John, he is so busy, he's all over the place, etc. In fact, we got a call from John's wife yesterday to actually book this in and sort the thing through, etc. He said, can we fit the squeak? Can we squeeze this in? Can we go for that? And we thought we didn't want to deal with him when he was actually travelling, because that's dangerous.
Indeed.
So here he is.
Well, I actually once did a live performance on the radio from a service station in Kent somewhere, and I had to do it in my car with my guitar perched in the back seat because it was too noisy otherwise. So
the glamorous life of rock and roll.
It's extraordinary. It is. It's
rock and roll. I mean, I think, you know, I can hear Ian Holloway now saying we need John Gomme to actually produce some quality stuff to keep our Blackpool lads flying high.
Oh, they're staying up. There's no question about that. There's no question. Don't let those doubts enter your mind.
Precisely, because it's so important. A virtuoso performance in all so many ways. John, talk us through your career. What magical moments have you actually provided? And how is it that, you know, we constantly hear radio, it is killing music, home taping and digitalisation, it's killing music. You're proof that actually that's not the case. You can actually still produce some glorious stuff, no pun intended.
Well, in a way, it's actually making things better for people like me, because when they say it's killing music, what they really mean is it's killing the very big corporations who rely on selling huge, vast numbers of CDs that are very, very mainstream and commercially oriented. And they're not really able to do that anymore. Whereas generally the people who listen to artists like me who are more independent, they will buy my stuff. They will not generally share it, or if they do, they'll give people a couple of songs or something rather than actually just uploading the whole thing to the internet, because they know that I need it to live, and if people stop buying it, then I don't know, just end up on the street. Don't go there.
And this is the man who sent me the MP3 file of Gloria free of charge today completely. He didn't sort of say, yeah, that'll be £50,000, please.
Well, I hope you're going to put a quid in the post, Alex.
I'll be waiting for that.
Exactly. Oh, it's such a tough call in all sorts of ways. Joy, questions from yourself.
John, I like your name a lot. It's quite unusual. Is that
it's
your
weird, isn't it?
Yeah, John Gomme. But is that your real name, or is that a sort of a stage name type?
Well, what you have to ask yourself is, if that wasn't my real name, why would I have created that as a stage name?
It takes all sorts.
No, it's very much my real name. Yeah.
Are you Jonathan? But Jonathan Gomme.
I am originally. Yeah. I'm one of that year. I think, I don't know, sometime in the late 70s, when there was just everybody was called Jonathan, and now they're all just called John with no H. There's loads of us out there.
It's quite interesting, because I was thinking initially of the DC Comics character John Johns, who of course was the Martian Manhunter, who had a J apostrophe O-N, Johns, you know? I always enjoyed his superhero in disguise, because I know you were very taken with John's hair, weren't you, Joy?
I was having a little look at you on the internet, and I was looking at your photo. No, that makes me sound a bit of a stalker, doesn't it?
I grow it myself. Thanks very much.
I went through the process of looking at you with short hair through to long hair, but it's long at the moment, is it?
No, it's short now. The old ones.
Oh, yeah. Right.
The thing we appreciate about Joy, she always likes to check out the hair of the prospective guest. You know, if it passes.
It's very important.
Exactly. In my own case, as a follically challenged individual, I don't know where we come through on the whole basis, but there we are. You know, it's just nice that it sorts through. I'm tempted to actually say, John, what are your views on Morris dancing?
I actually met some Morris dancers recently, and they were having their annual meeting in a venue that I was arriving at to set up. So I had to kind of set up all my equipment around the Morris dancers. And mostly they seem to be just getting really drunk.
That's what Morris dancers do. Outrageous. Every gig they attend, everything they agree to do, whether it be a country fair or whatever, they always make sure there's a pub nearby, because that's what it's really about. Do a couple of dances, then offer a few beers.
And is that why they have the pig's bladder? Because they drink so much, they need a spare.
Pig's bladder. What's that then?
That's like standard Morris dancing equipment.
Is it?
They have a pig's bladder, or is it a sheep's bladder?
We're a bit more refined in Sleaford, obviously, because we don't have
any of
that.
You're a bit. I don't know.
Joy, do you mean to say you might have been Morris dancing with a group of faux Morris dancers?
No, absolutely.
People
not.
Who don't have the genuine bladders to actually shake about. You could have actually put your finger on a really crucial thing here, John. Let alone actually the possibility of a John Gorm written musical all about Morris dancing.
Should we down the butchers tomorrow? Should we down the butchers?
I'll have you know I'm vegetarian, John.
Oh no, I do apologise.
It's quite all right.
But I do like that as a title, really. I mean, in these days of the Sound of Music and South Pacific, and in fact we have the Siren Musical Show, which launches tomorrow. Kathleen, our calendar coordinator, is actually running the music show. I'll be guesting on that, kind of co-presenting, etc. But she'll be down the butchers tomorrow. Has a nice little ring to it. I think we should put together some lyrics for that, you know, and put together some music. She'll be down the butchers tomorrow. No, just a thought there.
Well, perhaps leave it to the musician. John, do you think that's good lyric for a song? Perhaps you could.
I think it's all about context. I don't know what rhymes with butchers, but that's a bit of a tricky one.
Butchers? No.
Shall we stop?
We'll just leave it there from that point of view. John, what can the Jolly Brewer fraternity expect from your good self on Friday when you're back in Lincoln, the man from Blackpool, bringing joy and harmony to...
Well, all the Brewer folk, they know what to expect. I'm a part of the furniture there now. But if anybody wants to come along, it's going to be the first outdoor gig of the year. And they have... a big stage in the beer garden, so they'll be sticking up all their lights and all the big sound system in the back area, and the gigs in outside are really, really cool there. So it's well worth coming to check it out. And music wise, they can expect a bloke with an acoustic guitar showing off for an hour or two.
Do you get lots of swooning ladies?
Well, I suppose I should stop chasing them, really, shouldn't I? I might stop screaming. No, I don't get too many screaming ladies. I don't know why. I don't know.
It's unusual because normally, I mean, there is a point here between the guitarist and the female and the propensity to scream. There's a definite psychoanalytical study to be carried out on that basis, which might sort of follow up on "She'll be down the butchers tomorrow" as a possible line we can actually take up with, really. And I have to work on that particular thing. John, there are a whole heap of wonderful online material, bits and pieces about your good self. Obviously, it's www.johngomm.com. That's johngomm.com. That's amazing. It's johngomm.com.
Love it.
Quite literally. Including online videos and various other bits and pieces. Where else would you be performing in the country? I mean, for those people who are listening to this, they may be abroad, they may be listening to the podcast, they may be downloading it, they may be playing it back as many times. How can they actually catch up with you if they can't make the Jolly Brewer on Friday?
Well, I play all over Europe. My next overseas venture is Italy at the end of this month. I've just got back from Germany and Austria and Holland. And then I'll be going back to Europe again later in the year. But in terms of this country, to be honest, I've got no idea what I'm doing from one day to the next.
Your wife is looking after the whole details of these kind of things then, isn't it, really? Let's be honest.
She points me in the direction of the gig and I go, and then I just start playing and then stop, and that's it. I don't know. I never know what's going on. So I don't know where I'm playing. I'm playing in Sheffield on Saturday. That's the furthest ahead that my brain is.
That makes perfect sense. How can people download your album and just give us some details about how they can actually go there and download materials and so on?
Well, you can get it from my website directly, that you mentioned, which is probably the best way to get it. I'm on iTunes, but if you go on iTunes, it's slightly more expensive.
Oh, there we are.
You don't get the artwork when you download it. And Steve Jobs is really rich already, so.
So there we are. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So johngom.com is the place to go to. There'll be a hyperlink on from sirenonline.co.uk and obviously our sister station, southsidebroadcasting.com. John, it's been a blast. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us here on the Midweek Drive?
Sorry, can you say that again?
Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today on your Midweek Drive debut?
You said that very beautifully the second time. Yes, I have. I have had a fantastic time. I hope I can come and speak to you again.
Well, you see, that's the next crucial question, because having gone through question one, the next question is, Joy,
will you join us again in the near future?
I'd love to. I'll hopefully, maybe next time I'm in Lincoln, I can come in and see you and play you a song in the studio.
I like that, yeah.
And I can inspect your hair.
You're very welcome to do so.
You didn't say that to Bono when he was online. Goodness sakes, inspect your hair. I don't know. Sometimes they just get carried away, these faculty officers.
I've had too much sugar. She wants to go home. She's